USA Radio News.
Former President George W. Bush will eulogize his late father at the Washington National Cathedral on Wednesday. Other speakers include former Wyoming Republican Senator Alan Simpson and presidential historian John Meacham. On the Senate floor, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell on the passing of George H.W. Bush.
Bush stayed the course. According to one biographer, that was a key phrase for him. It concluded a list of core principles he once laid out in a letter to his mother. Here's what he said. Tell the truth. Don't blame people. Be strong. Do your best. Try hard. Forgive. And stay the course. Year after year. Post after post. George Bush stayed the course.
Bush 41's casket arrived at Joint Base Andrews late this afternoon. He will now be lying in state at the U.S. Capitol Rotunda through Wednesday morning. This is USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
House and Senate Democrats are openly sniping at one another over President Trump's border wall, potentially weakening their hand in government funding negotiations with Republicans. Congress has until Friday to pass a funding bill, although President Trump did say that he would be open to a short-term extension. An ISIS leader tied to the execution of an American aid worker has been killed. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
The U.S.-led coalition says an airstrike on Sunday in Syria killed a terrorist leader linked to the murder of former U.S. Army Ranger Peter Kasich. The 26-year-old Kasich was captured in Syria in 2013 and was beheaded by ISIS a year later. A coalition spokesman says the ISIS leader tied to Kasich's murder was also directly involved in executing a number of other prisoners. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Marriott is being sued after hackers stole personal and financial details of millions of customers. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Remembrances across the country continue to pour in for George H.W. Bush. Lee Greenwood joins Fox News and shares the last time he was with former President George H.W. Bush.
My wife and I, Kim, had the chance to visit with him in Kennebunkport, and we had some business that took us kind of east. You don't just fall into Maine. You have to go there, and so they allowed us in the compound. Had a moment to sit at the piano and play him a song or two, and I did actually play a little version of God Bless USA, and he would sing along with me, as I know he's done with other people, particularly just before his death. And it was a very warm agenda. They called all the Secret Service people in to sit behind us and kind of listen as well. He was generally interested to talk to me and just kind of relive some of the moments we'd had in the past.
President Trump is agreeing with Chinese leaders not to impose any new tariffs for 90 days, while the trade talks continue. Christian Witten was a senior advisor to President Donald Trump and President George W. Bush. He tells Fox News what this deal is all about.
I think the president in this agreement may have undercut an emerging strategic vision that we were going to be much tougher on China militarily and economically. That was articulated by Vice President Pence at a speech at the Hudson Institute and again at APEC. Right now, the Chinese, I think they've won. And President Trump, I think he will be tough. And I hope at the end of 90 days, he is tough if the Chinese haven't done anything. But there's a real risk there that this turns into a read my lips moment.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.